Everybody, Coach John here, back again with you today. It is your daily thought on a Thursday, a Friday Eve, April 11th, 2024. Dug up this quote from the Positivity Project. This is a good one. It's from Woodrow Wilson, a longtime president, long time ago president of the United States. And he mentioned, if you lose your wealth, you have lost nothing. If you lose your health, you have lost something, but if you lose your character, you have lost everything. Pretty powerful words there, right? Pretty powerful words. When I first saw that, you know, if you lose your wealth, you have lost nothing. You can gain that back. And wealth is just not money. Wealth is not just assets, right? You can throw a whole bunch of other things into, you know, wealthy people may have, a lot of deep friendships. Wealthy people may have a lot of great networking connections, right, with people. But if you lose your health, you've lost something. I'd say that's something major, right? That you bet you it is something. Dealing with my health, you know, getting back on my feet, walking around still, but still got, you know, till the end of May, roughly, as far as coming off the restrictions from this back surgery. And then I got other issues that are coming forward now. Since my back is feeling better, there's other arthritic issues that I have that have kind of probably been in the back seat, so to speak, because of, you know, the major pain with my back and down my legs and everything. But now those things are coming forward too. So my health is definitely something to keep battling and to keep taking care of, right? Now, your character, when you lose your character, he says, you've lost everything. I think about that, and that's something, you know, I don't think I've lost. In fact, I'm pretty sure I haven't lost it. But I know I got to keep working at it. I know I can't I cannot take it for granted as far as thinking that it doesn't matter. It does matter. It's everything. You know, I look at my character that I have with my family, especially my wife, right? If I start, you know, lying, cheating, stealing, doing all these other things against my character, she pays the price too, you know? And so do I, because there's a lot I could lose. My respect from her, her trust in me, right? Same thing with my two kids. Same thing with my parents and my in-laws, you know, and my sister and her family. And then, you know what? I would always tell my students this. Discussions about character and trying to do things the right way in life, right? As far as, you know, whatever career you choose, wherever you go. I said, who would I be if, you know, I'm trying to tell you guys about doing the right decisions and make good choices, right? And then I go out and get in trouble and I go out and get arrested or I go out and find trouble. And then, you know, back in the day, I would say, oh, I'm on the front page of the news, right? The newspaper. Say if it got all over the place, right? That I was someone who went against his word. Like, and I told my students, I said, you guys would look at me and say, oh, that Mr. Daly, he's just full of it. He's just full of crap. Everything he's ever told us or taught us, you know? And unfortunately, it's one of those things that I think there's a lot of people out there that take for granted just because they have money or just because they have fame. That they think they can just kind of be loosey-goosey or just kind of be, you know, half-hearted as far as character issues. And unfortunately, there's people that continually let it slide, right? It's not about being perfect, right? It's about being authentic, being true, being kind, being honest, right? And when you mess up, You fess up, you raise your hand, and, you know, you apologize and you try to fix it, right? I just think a lot of the world, the accountability factor is disappearing for a lot of people. Recent news events are putting it back on the front burner, I think. I don't want to get into it because I don't want to get all worked up. I think it's something that we all need to look in the mirror, as I'm looking now, and just remind yourself about our character and how you need to guard it. It takes a long, long time, right? It takes a long, long time to build up a life of character, and it takes a short time to lose it all, right? So think this is something that hopefully you can digest and take with you, right? If you lose your wealth, you have lost nothing. If you lose your health, you've lost something. But if you lose your character, you have lost everything. Keep trying to shore up your character, you guys. Keep trying to keep building. Of course, it's not a light switch, right? Just keep building. Keep adding value to others. Keep serving others. Keep, follow up with what your word says. You go ahead and do. Right? When you tell somebody they can count on you, make sure they can count on you. Right? I think it's one of those things that we just need to keep working on. I know I do. This is something I cannot take for granted. I have to keep working on. I have to keep dealing with every day. Keep investing in it. Keep strengthening it. Right? And I think it is valuable enough to make sure we do that. Okay, or at least try to, because I think, again, the world is just crying out and screaming for people to be a person of character. You get paid, quote unquote, paid so much when you lead your life with character. I think your relationships run deeper, your opportunities run deeper. It's just a real, real plus. It really does. Okay. All right, you guys. Hey, hope that helps. It's one of those things. I just keep finding these little things, these little nuggets to just keep at, looking at, and shoring myself up and instilling confidence in myself. So I hope it helps with you too. All right. All right, you guys, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.